Welcome to Words from the Brothers, a podcast by the Sermons of the Word. Here we share scripture meditations, teaching, and reflections on our life and call as a brotherhood. Today's passage is Leviticus 19. I start in verse 2. Speak to all the congregation of the Israelites and say to them, "You shall be holy, for the Lord your God is holy. You shall each revere your mother and father, and you shall keep my Sabbaths. I am the Lord your God. Do not turn to idols or make cast images for yourselves. I am the Lord your God. When you reap the harvest of your land, you shall not reap to the very edges of your field or gather the gleanings of your harvest. You shall not strip your vineyard bare or gather the fallen grapes of your vineyard. You shall leave them for the poor and the alien. I am the Lord your God. You shall not steal. You shall not deal falsely. You shall not lie to one another. And you shall not swear falsely by my name, profaning the name of your Lord. I am the Lord. You shall not defraud your neighbor. You shall not steal. You shall not keep for yourself the wages of a laborer until morning. You shall not revile the deaf or put a stumbling block before the blind. You shall fear your God. I am the Lord. You shall not render an unjust judgment. You shall not be partial to the poor or defer to the great. With justice you shall judge your neighbor. You shall not go around as a slanderer among your people, and you shall not stand idly by when the blood of your neighbor is at stake. I am the Lord. You shall not hate in your heart anyone of your kin. You shall reprove your neighbor, or you will incur guilt yourself. You shall not take vengeance or bear grudge against any of your people, but you shall love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord." So here is moral exhortation, and in a certain way, this is at the heart of what it means to be holy. Sacrifices are just an expression thereof. And what God says here is, you shall be holy. You shall be a holy people. And the reason is, he says, because I am the Lord and I am holy. The people of Israel is meant to be his child. And the child is supposed to reflect the character of his father. And so he says, you should look in your way of life the way I look, the way I act. And he repeats, "I am the Lord," after each commandment. There follow a number of commandments not too different from the Ten Commandments. Honoring father and mother, keeping the Sabbath, being generous by leaving something for the poor. This is a beautiful image of harvesting, but not being too stingy in harvesting, but leaving things on the edges so that the poor can then afterward harvest something for themselves. Similarly, paying wages in time and not holding them back from the poor. Not stealing, not making oaths or taking the name of the Lord in vain. Then many commandments about slander and lying, all to do with our tongue, not taking vengeance, but loving our neighbor as ourselves. And that is a powerful description of how we're supposed to look. And I'd encourage us today to ask ourselves, am I keeping those commandments? Am I being holy like my God is holy? And if not, this is a season to repent, to ask the Lord to change us by his Holy Spirit.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, the International Ecumenical Brotherhood of the Sword of the Spirit. For more content like this, visit us at servantsoftheword.org.